It's 8:55, 7 degrees right now at our WILL Studios in Urbana. It's time to see what's happening on the commodity markets after the holiday weekend. We go to Pete Manhart with Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning. And in the overnight, we had corn up as much as 5 to 6. Beans were up 8 to 9. And wheat was up 4 to 5 here after the reopening after the break at 8:30. We now have March corn up 2 at 365.5, 3 off its high. The December's at up 2.5 at 388, up 2.75. The March beans are up 2.5 at 881.25 after hitting 88 earlier. The November's up 1.5 at 886.75. That's 4.25 off their high. And we have March wheat down 1.75 at 472, 7 off their high, 1.5 off their low. The U.S. dollar is at 99.20. One up 19. The bonds are up 6 at 159.02, a full point off their low made earlier this morning. Hogs for February have not opened yet. They open at 9.05. It's acting like it's a Monday for hogs and cattle. They open on the first day of the week at 9.05. We have Feb gold down $6 at 10.86. March silver up 8 cents at 1405. The mini Dow index at 16,004, up 48. It hit 16,188 earlier in the day on better news out of China and the rest of the world. The S&P is up 4 at 1883, and that's 24 off their high. Crude oil, 28.74 a barrel, down 29. That's hit 30.21 earlier in the day. This is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
All right, Pete, thank you very much for that report. We appreciate it. Have yourself a great Tuesday. We're coming up on 8:58. Something else to watch maybe a little bit later on today. The USDA export inspections will be out today. Those usually come out on Monday, of course, but with the holiday, those have been delayed by 24 hours. Expect that report a little bit later on today. We'll see what impact that might have on the market here on this Tuesday. And just a quick glance once again at the overall trends. Grains, corn, and soybeans trading a little bit higher since that 8:30 reopen. Wheat's trading slightly lower, and we'll get the livestock markets open, as Pete said, in less than 10 minutes now at 9:05 this morning. On the soybean side, meal and oil also trading slightly higher here in the early going. And looking at Wall Street, Pete mentioned the S&P. That's now up 11 points at 1892. The Dow is trading 77 points higher at 16,065, and the NASDAQ up 26 points at 4,115. Checking a look at your weather forecast, Drew mentioned some snow moving through the Midwest. We'll see that around here tonight, although not a ton of accumulation. We are expecting mostly sunny skies this morning. Clouds on the increase this afternoon, the high 17 degrees. Northwest winds up to 5 miles per hour. Those will shift to the southeast this afternoon. Not as cold tonight, but about 2 inches of snow expected here for Champaign-Urbana. Temperatures nearly steady right around 13 degrees with southeast winds about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies for the day tomorrow. A chance of snow in the morning, the high 23 degrees. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures nearly steady right around 18 degrees. Thursday, mostly cloudy, a bit warmer, the high 29 degrees. And we'll kind of stick with that weather pattern for the next few days after that. Friday, mostly cloudy, the high 30. Saturday, mostly sunny skies, the high 31, and we'll get a little bit warmer into the early part of next week. Both Sunday and Monday, the high projected to be 36 degrees, but no precipitation in the forecast after that snow moving through tonight. Currently 7 degrees right now on Friends Plaza in Urbana. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. You can find all of our ag programming online at willag.org. Another hour of Morning Edition is coming up. It's 9 o'clock.